This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Now we're talking marriage, Mpo. Let's talk marriage.
It's personal power, and there's this story. It's been doing round. Hlungani Ndlovu and Stephanie Sandows confirmed their split after 5 years of marriage. It's been doing rounds on social media. Well, the two actors actually came out, released a joint statement this past weekend stating that they've parted ways but remain friends and all of that. They're raising a daughter together and all of that. But what got people talking was the manner in which the rumors were leaked before the couple actually made the announcement that they were getting divorced. You know, and you know, they were kind of forced to come out and make an announcement and all of that. And it got us thinking about, you know, when the time is right to confirm a divorce to the public. Is it right at the beginning when you decide to start the process, or should you wait until everything has been confirmed? And when exactly, at what point do you make that announcement? We're talking this morning to Paula Quincy, who is the relationship expert. Paula, good morning. Hope you had a good weekend. How are you?
Hi, good morning to you and the listeners. Thanks. Yes, I hope you had a good weekend too.
So Paula, you know, when something as sacred as a marriage is ending, at what point do most couples prefer announcing that they're actually getting a divorce?
So I don't think there's any specified time frame, because every relationship is different and every couple is different. But I think what would make most value and sense to a couple is once they've come to terms with it themselves, and that they have agreed that this is the path that they are going to be taking. You know, some time to deal with their emotions and to start processing it and to accept that this is the outcome that they are facing and the steps that they need to take to not only process the divorce from a legal perspective, but also from a mental and emotional perspective, especially where children are involved.
You know, there's that thing when rumors around the divorce start making rounds, even before anyone confirms anything. I mean, what's the best way to navigate that? Do you quickly confirm when you hear the rumors flying around, or do you just deny and simply ignore the rumors until things have finalized on your side?
Yeah, look, it's very difficult when you are a public figure and your life is under the microscope of the public. You know, a lot of assumptions and presumptions can start happening. But I think, you know, if you are in the public space, it's to make some form of statement that either you are, you know, processing, you're in a situation, you're processing it, and to respect your privacy, or if you have, you know, agreed that this is what you've got to do, to come out and say, yes, we have agreed to split, and to do a joint statement like the one that has been done.
And what should couples going through a divorce keep in mind before telling people about, you know, their divorce journey, especially if it's something that is still ongoing, it hasn't been finalized yet?
So first of all, to agree between themselves as to what kind of information they will be sharing with people. You don't want it to become a mudslinging match in public and airing your dirty laundry, especially if children are involved. You want to try and be respectful and keep each other's characters intact and not tear each other down. And to also, you know, the most important thing that you should be focusing on is your own mental and emotional well-being and that of children. So, you know, particularly getting children therapy if they need to help them process what they're going through, and you as individuals to get your own support structures in place and help you from a mental and emotional point of view while you deal with the paperwork and the process and the legal side of it.
Paula, thank you so much for sharing your insight with us. Always appreciate them, and have a great week. That's a relationship expert, Paula Quincy.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.